You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do? Welcome to Fresh Take 7K Picks. Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot here to talk about week three of the NFL season with the returning Senator, fresh off a Monday Night Football upset of his bird team, trumping the Eagles.
Yeah, I feel like, was that my first missed show since we started this?
I think so.
That was, my record is in the trash now. I gotta work on that.
Hey, maybe if the Falcons lose this week, maybe you're never coming back again. I don't know.
I'd tell everyone I'm willing to take whatever criticism comes with my team. I had to deal with Ritter and Mariota, so we're good.
This is true.
Deal with Ritter. It was just so that era, that year, just beautiful, right?
And then also, once again, new classic Nick. Unfortunately, the other part, we don't know where Coach is right now. I don't know if he's ready to come on here and take the smoke from this Raider loss after all the talk that he had. Maybe he's ducking me. I don't know. Maybe he's scared of Brock Bowers. I don't know. But we have Nick on here. Unfortunately, his Colts were in a close one. The center on the other team threw up on the ball, and he lost to Malik Willis.
Yes. Yes, yes, that's a hard one to hear again. I almost forgot about that one. Thanks, Josh.
No worries.
Appreciate you.
So it was an interesting week in week two. Senator, who are some of your winners and losers?
All right. Malik Willis, just because. Mm-hmm. I had the Colts winning last week, and I was very disappointed. Kirk, for that comeback drive.
That was clutch.
Losers, I have the Eagles, because I don't know what they... We shouldn't have had the ball. Completely, we shouldn't have had the ball. That was the wrong play at that moment. And honestly, San Fran.
Yeah.
I don't know what that team right now. It literally seems like if there's no CMC, that there's no San Fran. And I think everyone got like super hyped up with how Mason played that first week. But we also have to remember, they have to be able to do it consistently. And we saw 2 weeks and we saw up and down already. Like, I don't know what to make of San Fran at this point. Oh, my bad. And the Cowboys. How did I forget about them?
Before I get to Nick, I would say kind of on that Saints right now, hot start for them. I'm not sure I want to believe it just yet, but man, looking like a really fun offense. Alvin Kamara had a huge week. So shouts to AK. I still had high stock in him overall. And I know some people were kind of dropping on him and fantasy wise, but I still had some high expectations for Alvin. So glad to see that. My Raiders and Brock Bowers already becoming a top five, maybe top three tight end. Absolutely beast moding on things. Loser, Caleb Williams and the Bears. Like, we got a... I was saying this all year in our group chat. I was never high on Caleb because he had a defense there at SC, and they never got to that next level in the big games. He never won those big games, and it was always very concerning to me. I do think he has a chance to come back. Unlike Bryce, where, you know, Bryce obviously has his own issues right now, just getting benched, and he's a loser this week as well. Andy Dalton's a winner. But he has all the weapons in the world, but that O-line is a real issue right now for Chicago. And that might have to be something they figure out. And without Keenan Allen there, no DJ Moore at times out of the lineup, it's an issue for them. So, and then Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, how's about them as reclamation projects coming back? And right now, I mean, Baker is an MVP candidate. Maybe Sam Darnold's an MVP candidate. Who would have thought? Happy to see both of them kind of get their careers back on track. Nick?
Yeah, no, I was going to say that quarterback, those three quarterbacks, including David Carr in that conversation is just, it's Derek. Wild. It's wild. Derek, whatever. Same. It's the same thing. All right. My winners are going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray.
Hell yeah.
Which we didn't see anything week one, and then we saw everything we needed to see week two, which was amazing. Winners. Let's go with the Seahawks. Finally giving JSN the ball and making him a number two receiver on that team. Him and DK, if they're both getting 100 yards a game, they're going to be a tough offense to beat, I think. Lockett's easily the third. He'll, you know, he's a loser, but, you know, it's fine. But the real losers are the Rams, who I picked to win that division. And I don't know if they're going to win a game this year.
No, they're the team. They might be one of the year from hell teams.
Yeah, they have so many injuries, and it's just disgusting. That lineup is, they're going to get their ass kicked this week. And
wait till you see the over-under for that game.
Yeah, for sure. And my other losers are Tyreek Hill and Waddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't believe in the sky?
Have you seen him throw a ball? It is. You know what? I'd rather have Ridder. I'd rather have Ridder or Daniel Jones throwing.
Well, he's there. He's there for them. They can go get Ridder.
100%. You know, if they're talking about Cam Newton or like making a pitch for Bryce Young, you know that.
Are they actually talking about Cam Newton?
No, he was at practice, I think, yesterday. I don't know if they were talking to him though. He's just probably hanging out.
Tyreek said that they have no time for childish games on the team. So
says the man with 19 children.
He has enough kids. He doesn't want to deal with the next one.
Then there's the whole Tannehill thing of like Tannehill be like, I don't want to play for them unless I'm going to be the main starter. Like
he's so bad. Like, he was really bad. He doesn't have a Derrick Henry. He's got an HM, but he doesn't have a Derrick Henry.
Yeah. All right. Well, we already had a game that just happened, and it was the Pats and the Jets. I can give you our picks in that one. Coach, he went with the Jets. Senator went with the Jets. Nick went with the Jets. I went with the Pats because I'm an idiot and like to be a loser. And I don't really have too much to say in this game. We got a chance to see Drake May. I guess the only major thing that stands out to me in this one is Rodgers looked good, and the Jets continue to give more run to Braylon Allen. Nick?
Yep. Brees had a game. He had a good game, you know, but if he's going to be splitting carries with Braylon Allen, that's not what, I mean, it's good for them, you know, and let's be real. It's probably good for Brees too. You know, he is still, he, you know, did blow out his knee 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
16 rushing attempts for 54 yards and a touchdown and caught four balls for 29 yards.
Right. So he's still getting his, which is fine. I mean, but it's just, you know, I'm just excited to kind of see a rookie running back do something. There's been a lot of rookies running backs that have done not a god dang thing. So, you know, seeing this happen, I'm like, yeah, this is good.
He had more yards too. 11 rushes for 55 yards, average per. And that's interesting too, because is Brees not up for an extension this summer? NBA mind bubble. This winter?
I think it's next season.
Next season? Okay.
Honestly, they got to preserve their players for where they expect that they're going to go, which is the playoffs. So you can't afford to have Hall injured at this point. Right. The problem that a lot of teams do is that, Pats have played better football than we expected, but the Jets did not need Breece Hall tonight.
No.
No, they save him for the games that matters. The Bills. Yeah. I was gonna say Miami, but
yeah, who knows?
Jiu-jitsu classes don't pay off at times.
Well, let's see if a jiu-jitsu class pays off for this next game, because Senator, is this one of your games of the week that everyone's gonna want to watch? Giants and Browns.
For sure. Because I'm not like you guys. You guys are like the movie buffs. But sometimes I can relate certain movies to football, and this is definitely one of them. And the movie I'm going to choose for this one is Forrest Gump, because the way how Daniel Jones is going to have to keep running the entire time, it's going to be insane. Run,
Jones. Get pretty tired and want to go home.
So easily, I am choosing Cleveland to cover this spread.
What an analogy. Yeah, I'm picking the Browns in this one as well. Just based off the defense. I can't wait for this Germany game of Giants and Panthers. It's going to be electrifying. I can't wait.
I saw the greatest tweet and reply. Somebody said, they posted the picture of it.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
And they were like, what did they do to deserve this? And someone responded, you know what they did to deserve this. I couldn't even be mad at it. I just left.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck. Nick, your pick.
Well, the Giants are going to lose again.
Forrest.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I want to see Malik Nabers have another good game. It was kind of nice seeing him last week do something. But that's all they got, looks like. And the Cleveland offense, I'm not sold on, but it's so much better than the Giants. So, yes.
I don't even think the offense is what's going to win them the game. It's just going to be the Browns defense that wins them the game.
Yeah, it's going to be like that Bears defense in week one, scoring 24 points. Yeah.
Next game, another riveting game. Broncos at Tampa. I don't even have the breakdown, the analysis of this. I'm going with the Bucks. Baker's MVP contingency plan continues to roll. I don't think it's a contingency plan, but it's Baker's plan to continue to show what he can do. Go with the Bucks.
I agree. At one point, I thought that this may have been a little bit too high. I feel like this. Honestly, I have this feeling that this might be that trap game for it. But I also think that at this point right now, Baker is trying to, especially after that win against the Lions, he is really trying to lock up that it deserves to be in this league, which I think we've all kind of thought that before. He's had some shitty hands before, but
yeah.
Yeah, give me the Bucks to win this, cover this spread.
By the way, Nick and Senator, I'll go back to you really quick, Senator. If the Broncos lose this game, are we getting how many games do we go until we potentially see Jarrett or Zach come in and they pull Bo Nix back?
I don't think they're going to pull Bo Nix back unless there's an injury.
So just going to go full throw him in the fire all year,
and unless there's an injury. For certain players, that's what you kind of need, right? Like, it's Sean Payton's coaching style is different than what Harbaugh's coaching style was in college.
Right.
So, I can see them just using him for the year to get a full understanding of the offense, because they knew they were selling everything this year. So who was their wideouts going to be? You know what I mean? Like, their team was, they didn't even really know what their team was. It was not to compete this year. It's to compete next year and the year after. So keep him in there, get him used to different teams, offenses and defenses, and learn that way.
Nick, are you going to go with a sweep on this one?
Oh yeah, for sure. Tampa Bay looks good. So, the Broncos have one superstar player on their team, and their superstar will be covering Mike Evans, which is fine.
Who's taking on Godwin, though?
Godwin is the number two wide receiver in football right now.
Wow, I did not
know. And they don't have anybody to cover him because they're going to be focusing. Sertan's going to be on Evans that whole game, mm-hmm. and that's fine. Because that's what happened this year so far. Evans has been covered, and Godwin has been eating these first two games. And that's just going to continue. Him and Baker look so good together. Godwin is in the slot, and it's where he should have been his entire career because he is so nice.
Mm-hmm. Damn, look at that. Nick, he said he was coming with the hot takes and the stats to me beforehand.
Don't you worry about it.
I'm not ready for one of them.
You're not ready for one of them.
No, I know. I know which one is coming. Next up, Chargers and Steelers. This is going to be a bit of a rock fight. Steelers are favored in this one. This is a tough one to pick right here. This will be the Chargers now, again, going against another top 10 defense. They face Raiders week one. Didn't get things going until the second and then got it going and then faced the Panthers. Steelers, I don't think have had a really tough game in the first two. This will be the Steelers' toughest game so far, but give me Pittsburgh, Senator.
Give me Chargers in this game. Okay. And I just look at how the team is made up, and the Steelers have actually played tough defenses in the first two games. And if you see how everybody plays for Hallborough on that team right now, they're going crazy. Like Bosa, Mac, they've been playing out their minds this season.
Joe Alt's been a beast. So Joe Alt takes on who? TJ or Cam?
TJ.
TJ.
Yeah.
And then
at least Tom shut down Max.
Yeah. Well, Max still got a sack. But yes, he did good.
One compared to what you expected,
yeah,
Max to get. But yeah, no, give me the Chargers in this one.
Isn't in the only reason I go the other way is because I'm a little bit worried because Herbert's been questionable with an ankle and Joey Bosa questionable with a hip.
Yeah,
I but expect you have, them to both play. Joey Bosa play.
I'm saying you have J.K. Dobbins that's been playing crazy out of his mind, and then you still have Gus. Like Herbert just needs to hand the ball off. Like, that's pretty much all it needs to be at this point.
Yeah. Nick, you going the same way?
I think I'm going to go Chargers, too. I do think that, yes, I think they're pretty solid all around. And they do seem to be actually playing good football. This line is also 35.5, which is amazing. That's disgustingly low. Like, so they're
it's gonna be a rock fight.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing. But I'm gonna go with Chargers. Even if Herbert doesn't play, if we see Easton stick, they still have Dobbins and Gus.
Nice. Next up, we have there we go. The Chicago Bears against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts get their first win here. I have not liked anything with the Bears, they're so beat up. And they still have not gotten an offensive touchdown, I believe. Is that right? Swift looks terrible. Caleb looks terrible. They got a bunch of injuries going on. I don't think the Colts have been bad. They've just, I mean, they're no Roma Dunze probably, no Keenan Allen in this for the Bears as well. And Travis Homer, the backup running back, he's hurt. The two, that's a big injury in the Colts side, but he's questionable. I'm sure he's going to play. And Josh Downs, full practice. He's back in. It'll be the first time we really get to see this full Colts offense. So give me Indy. Nick?
Yeah, it's kind of a you got to win this game.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Chicago does have an offensive touchdown, and it's a rushing touchdown, and it ain't from Swift.
No.
Khalil Herbert.
Khalil Herbert, okay.
Yeah, he should be the starting running back. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but Swift sucks. And I don't know if Swift has been any good since his rookie year. That's another hot take. The Colts got to win this game. I don't want to see it. And, you know, Downs is back. And, you know, like, you know, the word is that him and Richardson off the field are like, you know, best friends and this whole thing. So let's hope that connection is a thing, you know, just having him maybe on the field, taking defenses another way You know, maybe Adonai Mitchell can actually fucking catch a ball this week. That'd be cool. But yeah, Colts.
Sam, you going for the sweep?
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's
okay.
Here is where my dilemma comes in. And I think my dilemma comes in with the fact that I saw a stat that says that Anthony Richardson has the worst passing completion.
It's okay. The 47% is fine. It's fine.
And then I think about what Chicago did with their defense when their offense, in the one win that they have, their offense did absolutely nothing, but it was their defense that got them, kept them in the game. So mm-hmm. this is kind of where it is a tough thought for me, but I'm gonna go with the Colts to win. And I'm just, my thoughts is just hopefully Anthony Richardson completes 65%.
Oh man, you're going high.
That's a lot.
But I'm saying I hope that they talk to him and say, like, yo, sometimes you gotta take the check down. Sometimes
what do you think he is Gardner Minshew?
He should pay attention to Gardner Minshew. But yeah, no, I'm gonna go with the Colts. To I feel like I'm gonna regret this one, but I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Regret.
Yeah, that's a powerful word. My bad.
Next up, we have the Pack taking on the Titans. Jordan Love has been practicing this week, so I don't know. We might get the revenge of Malik Willis, potentially. It doesn't really matter who QB is. Mayo Man and the Titans stink. I'll go with the Pack in this one because there's going to be a lot of Josh Jacobs in this one like it was last game. Senator.
I don't even want to choose a winner in this game, but I will. But my over-under is... are we going to get a better picture of our interception this week than we did the first 2 weeks? Like, that's where my thoughts are for any Tennessee Titan games at this point right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Green Bay. I don't care who their quarterback is. I think if it's Malik Willis, he might try to throw for 20 times. And then they're going to tell him, yo, shut that shit down. Just hand that ball off. Like, what are you doing? And if it's Jordan Love, just chill. Just relax. But yeah, I'm going Packers.
And then Nicholas.
Yeah, Will Levis looks bad. I said at the beginning of the year in the preview that I'm like, I hope he does something. I want to see him be good this year. He's really bad. He had that, like, Ridley had a great game. He was making some insane catches on those real bad throws. So, but I mean, that's not going to last forever. I think the Colts are a better team than the Titans, and the Packers took it to the Colts last week. So Packers,
you know, it's bad when your coach comes out and says, if we just punted on first downs, we would have won the game.
Wild quote too, and I can't remember what it was, but it was something bad after the game, and it was bad.
Yeah, Callahan doesn't give a shit. It was kind of love it.
Yeah, I can't remember the quote offhand. It was wild.
I'll go Google it while we talk about the game of the week. Potentially, who would have thought? Well, I mean, that Giants game is pretty good. Don't get me wrong. But Philly and the Saints, we'll find out if the Saints are for real this week. Senator, are they for real?
Well, we need to find out if either one of these teams are for real.
This is true.
It's not just the Saints. I think I am going to choose, as much as it pains me to say this, I am choosing the Saints to win this game. Because I think defense has really won them a lot of the games. like their offense hasn't really been on the field for that long because the defense has been shutting people down. Offense, they go in, time of possession, they usually aren't leading in the time. Like if they are leading, it's not by a lot because it's usually like an interception and then that's what it is. I'm going to go with the Saints to win. And it's not going to help my Falcons this week, but it will help. We will win the division at the end of the season.
I'm picking the Saints as well. Senator, kind of hitting a lot of that. Nick?
Yeah, the Saints, of course. You know, yeah. That offense is Derek Carr? is doing
greatest some, show on turf 2.0, they're saying.
It's wild, you know, and you know, it's like Olave hasn't really done anything. It's all Rashid Shaheed and Kamara. Like these guys are, you know, they're just Kamara looks amazing. And I, you know, talked a lot of shit about him in the offseason and probably in the preview too. And man, he looks awesome. Philadelphia did not last week. No offense,
Senator. You're gonna say no offense to me. We got the win.
Yeah, you got the win. They didn't. Yeah, Philadelphia, I wasn't impressed.
All right. Another really good game. Houston and Minnesota. Wouldn't have thought this one either. This is going to be a high-scoring game as well. We don't know if JJ is going to be playing in this game or not. I would probably – what do you guys think? Would you lean no that he plays no, or that he will
play? He's going to play.
He's going to play.
The Vikings are going to win.
You're gonna pick the Vikings?
I'm gonna pick the Vikings.
You gotta say that with your chest, bro.
I picked the Vikings.
There you go. Conviction with that.
I've liked what I've seen from this team. I think the two running back core there with Aaron and with former North Carolina Tar Heel Ty Chandler has been good. Jordan Addison's going to be back soon, and so with Hawkins said, and they're doing that without both of them right now. And Sam Darnold, this resurgence, I'm loving it. And Houston, that defense has looked a little bit not exactly what I thought it would be 100% at times. And I'm liking what I'm seeing from this Minnesota team, and they took it to a good Niners team, so I'm going to pick the Vikings, Nick.
I'm kind of torn on this one, actually. I do think the Vikings could win this game, but the Texans are so good. And we haven't seen them like blow up yet. You know what I'm saying? No. And
Cam Akers, probably the running back in this game, it looks like.
Yeah, probably Cam Akers. But I mean, the three wide receivers are really who you're looking at.
Yeah.
Nico looks incredible this year. He could be the wide receiver 1.1. You know what I'm saying? Like he's that good this year. I'm going to go with, where are we playing? We playing that game in Houston?
In Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota. It's in a dome.
It's a dome. So.
Yeah, I'll go with the Texans.
Okay. Send round us out.
I'm going with Texans. I don't even think that Minnesota really has a chance in this game, to tell you the truth. Once I saw Diggs start making plays again, I was like, okay, this offense is a problem. And Minnesota has been playing above what we thought they were going to play, but I don't think they're at Houston's level at this point right now.
All right, we shall find out. Next up, we go to Seattle. They take on Skylar Thompson and the Miami Dolphins. I guess the only big injury on the Seattle side, well, there's two. Maybe no Tyler Lockett, maybe no Kenneth Walker for them, but Charbonnet, he seems to be doing good. JSN, he's starting to find himself blowing up there. The kid they drafted, I'm forgetting his name right now, but Byron Murphy, he's been a beast on the defensive side. And for Miami, they got blown up by Buffalo in that Thursday night game. I don't like the odds with Skylar Thompson right now, so I'll pick the Seattle Seahawks to go 3-0. Sen.
I'm going to choose Seattle. but I have this as the second trap game. Like, I feel like as good as much as we're praising Seattle, we also have to think a lot of their, they've been in close games pretty much both weeks. And a 4-point spread means that you have to win by five. And that's where it kind of gets risky. But I'm going to choose Seattle on this one here.
New classic. You going for the sweep?
Yeah, of course. That offensive line wasn't really any good, and their defense isn't very good. Miami and the Seahawks have a defense and don't. Their offense is clicking right now. So, and just Skylar Thompson, just watch the man throw. It's like Ritter 2.0. It's amazing.
Yeah, I feel bad for anyone that has.
He's so off target.
Yeah.
It's just, it's insane how bad he throws.
He wasn't ready to go in the game.
No, but I'm talking last year, 2 years ago, whenever he played.
The playoff game.
Yeah, it was awful to watch. He's not good.
It's too many eyes. It was a primetime game.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Our next game is the home opener for the Las Vegas Raiders. They take on the Carolina Panthers. Nick, floor is yours.
Go for my hot take, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my stats correct. It was in another group chat of mine today, put in by a Raiders fan. Andy Dalton is 3-0 with 716 passing yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a 114.2 passer rating versus the Raiders in his career.
Yep.
I am going with the Carolina Panthers and Andy Dalton to rock the Raiders in their home opener.
This is the trap game if I've ever seen one. This is the biggest trap game there is because Vegas is off the high. I'm picking Vegas to win this still. Maybe it's the homer in me more than anything, but I am absolutely terrified of this game. They're coming off the high of beating Baltimore. They can't get the ball going for the run. They have to start establishing the run, especially in a game like this. You got to get the run going. You got games coming up against good defenses in the Browns, in the Steelers, and in the Broncos before you face the Rams. So this is a game you really got to get that run game going. For Zamir, I think this is kind of the last straw for him to be the starting running back. Madison's behind him. Dylan Labe, they could start him and put him into the starting lineup anytime now, and they like him. They liked him in preseason. So Labe's breathing down the neck right there to take position. As I mentioned, Brock Bowers has been an absolute beast. Jackson Powers, who they drafted, he's going to come in and play his first game. He's going to help the O-line. O-line was a little bit sus against Baltimore to start things off, but I still like this Vegas team. Streaks have to end sometimes. The Undertaker's streak ended. Call us Brock Lesnar because we're going to be the one in Andy Dalton's 3-1, Senator.
All right. Well, I listened to both arguments, both sides. I am
Please do it.
I am going to go with the Raiders.
Oh, man.
And simply because of one thing. And this might sound like the most ridiculous thing, but this is why I'm on this podcast. And this is why I keep coming on this podcast. So that I can say more ridiculous things. Nothing to me is more unsettling than a redhead that gives a side eye smile. Okay.
Oh my.
When he was answering that question about how comfortable he feels like getting the job, starting job, he gave the smile like tickets are $1.80 against the Falcons. Like, do I really need to really play hard? No, he just needs to make 10 completions, and it's like already better than what Bryce did all season. So give me the Raiders.
All right. Next up, we have – where are we going next? Let's go here. Ravens, Cowboys. Senator, I'm going to let you go back on this one. Since you have so many Ravens fans in your life, Do you have the Baltimore Ravens going 0-3?
Here's where the problem comes in. I just said what I said about Andy Dalton, right? But to me, nothing is the second thing on that list that's the most scariest is Dak Prescott when he knows he has money. Okay. He just signed the contract and look how crappy he played against New Orleans. He don't got to do nothing no more. I don't even think he wants to win in Dallas. I think he just wanted the contract and he got it. Who cares? I have Ravens winning this game. So,
yeah, I have the Ravens going too. I just can't imagine Harbaugh. This is the biggest game of the year for Baltimore. I did like the way that Derrick Henry ran the ball the last game. I mean, for Baltimore, this is kind of their season. You can't go 0-3, not in this conference, not in that division. If they go 0-3, this Ravens season is over. Nick?
I'm going with Dallas at home and the Ravens to go 0-3.
And wait, the season's over then.
There's Cincy, Cleveland, Baltimore,
Pittsburgh. Yeah,
they can go 0-3 and still win this division. Like,
I mean, Cincinnati's, you know, 0-2.
Yeah. Cincinnati, yeah, but the Steelers.
Yeah, are the Steelers for real?
That's what I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
You can go 0-3 and still win this division.
You can. It's pretty dangerous. Next up, this is going to be. I think the over-under should be even higher in this one, Senator. Kansas City in Atlanta against your Falcons. What are you saying?
Falcons.
Okay, I love it. Tell us why.
Conviction.
Yeah, well, definitely. If I could talk louder in my house right now, I would have said it louder, but I'm going with Falcons. Okay, they did a good job. The Chiefs did a good job of picking up Kareem Hunt, but Kareem Hunt...
He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, he doesn't scare me like Pacheco. And then on top of that, I think the worst thing you could have done and the best thing that the Eagles did for us was give Kirk Cousins confidence. And that's where I feel like now that he knows, like, Drake London is there, Kyle Pitts feels like he's, even if he only is catching having two receptions for the game, it comes in crucial times. Like Kyle Pitts caught the first pass on the comeback one. And then Drake London. And then, yeah, they just feel like they're a team now and they have confidence. And Travis Kelce hasn't really been used in KC. They've been going with Rashid Rice the whole time. And our secondary is really nice still. We're not giving up big yardage like that. We're giving up huge run plays, but not reception yards like that.
Yeah, I'm going to take Hotlanta in this one as well. I think what I saw in that Philly game is Kirk. I mean, you got to remember too, Kirk came off an Achilles. So it's going to take some time to get the motion and everything going and for him to gel with a lot of these guys. And I started to see a lot more of that in that game against Philly. And we get some more primetime Kirk. And this KC team is good, but they do seem vulnerable, especially in the run game side of things. Kelce, they're still not really using. And I like Atlanta in this one. Nick?
No. It's got to be Kansas City. Cousins, Philadelphia didn't get to Cousins, and he only plays in the pocket.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. He doesn't move around. He doesn't do anything. And we've seen the Chiefs D-line eat people this year already. So I think that you know. Bijan, I hope, gets the ball, and they're still making, like, he's still open, even though he's getting a lot of ball. They're still missing him on certain plays, and they're just, there's a point in when I was watching the game, it reminded me of last year's play calling, and I was like, just get him the ball, you know. So they're still not getting him the ball enough, but I think, I don't know, this Chiefs team, the Chiefs, man, they might not lose this year.
It may not. I think this is the trap game that they could, but, you know, yeah. All right. It's going to be a really fun game right here. Before we move on.
As a 7K pick family, we all got to remember that in November, we all have a movie to watch.
Yes, we do. We're doing a live watch of it. It's happening.
I'm not saying best Christmas ever.
No. We know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're doing a live stream of that. That's happening. Live stream is happening.
Let's make sure.
Yeah.
I saw the ad on
it's amazing.
My Instagram today, and I was like...
I haven't seen this ad yet or anything or trailer. I want to kind of go in blind.
Senator, you don't even understand. So I have categories already picked out.
Okay, perfect.
We're ready to go. I have categories like it's like the Ringer's rewatchable, but like this is a much bigger deal.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure that we know this.
We're it's all good. We're ready to go. We're locked up. All right. Let's go to a game, like I said, that's gonna be fun. Lions and Cards. Lions coming off a tough win. Got to see a little bit more of Marvin. Where are you going, Nick?
I'm going with Arizona at home. Kyler looks like potentially the number one quarterback in football. He looks so good. He's scrambling around, doing what Kyler does. Like when he was like fully healthy, the years he was chucking almost 4,000 yards, you know, he looked like that Kyler. He looked like he could potentially be the number one quarterback in football. So I'm going with Arizona.
You stole one of my upset picks. I'm also going with the Arizona Cardinals. I just think, I liked everything I saw out of Hutch, but we saw some Jared Goff from a few years ago, Jared Goff. That guy snuck back, and I'm worried that he might be sneaking back and, you know, Kyler, I was talking about Baker as being a sneaky MVP candidate. Darnold's in that category. Kyler, if he has a big game this game, he's going to enter himself in that early MVP candidacy. I like how the run game is going. Give me the Cards, Senator.
Give me Detroit. Yeah. And I'm choosing Detroit solely based off of one major thing, and that is Aiden Hutchinson? No.
Yeah.
Hutchinson.
Did you pick him for Defensive Player of the Year? Or was that Nick?
I think Nick.
I did Will Anderson, of course.
You did Will Anderson. So didn't you pick him?
Maybe. I can't remember. But yeah. Aiden Hutchinson, 5 sacks last week?
Yeah.
Has been playing like nobody can stop him at this point right now.
Yeah.
So I just think, Goff has been, old Goff has been returning, but that defense has not been slacking.
No, it hasn't been. It's going to be a good game. I'm excited for that game. And then our final mid-afternoon game is San Francisco. Do we have to do this game? I picked the Niners. The Rams are going to get murdered.
Oh. Yeah.
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 I don't really know what else to really say in this. Like, it doesn't matter if CMC is on IR. It doesn't matter if Debo's not playing in this game. I'm picking San Fran.
San Fran for sure. Yo, Donna Kelsey to appear in a second Hallmark movie this year.
He's in another one?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Christmas. Christmas on call, and it's set in Philadelphia.
Yes. Let's go. Is Jason in it?
Yeah, he'll for sure make an appearance. Hopefully that green velour suit he was wearing the other day.
Oh, please. Yeah,
like a maniac.
Did you see the promo for that, though, beforehand?
No, I haven't seen that one, no.
It was Big Dom gave him this, gave him the suit because he so it was like a preview to Countdown. So he went to like scan his face to enter the Eagles locker room because he thought he was still on the team. And they're like, yo, Big Dom's like, why are you here? He's like, oh man, I have Countdown. I don't even have anything to wear. He's like, your family, I got you. And he gave him and he gave him the suit.
Amazing.
I love it. So yeah, that's our thoughts on Niners and Rams. Yeah. All right, let's go to Monday night. Jacksonville and Buffalo, another team that can go 0-3, and they will. It'll be Jacksonville going 0-3. Everyone talks so much about the bust side for Bryce and a few other quarterbacks. Can we start talking about Trevor Lawrence yet? Can we start talking about it? And that really terrible contract? I know everyone wants to talk about Danny Dimes, and that contract is worse. But Tony Khan, that's a you've given out some pretty bad contracts in AEW, but this Trevor Lawrence one, your Jaguars gave out a pretty bad one as well. I got Buffalo.
I got Buffalo, and I think I posted something in the group chat today to show the comparisons between the first 18 games of Trevor Lawrence's career and Bryce Young's career.
That's a great point.
And I've never really been a fan of Trevor Lawrence as the guy like that. Same way how I kind of felt the same way about Justin Herbert.
Yep. You've been pretty close to the Herbert one. I think the defense is saving him right now.
So, and right now, Josh Allen is playing like he's a madman.
He's the MVP. He's the MVP.
And James Cook has been going crazy at this point, too. So, give me the Bills to cover this one.
Nick, you going to go for the sweep?
Of course. And we just talked about the offense, and everybody talked so much shit about the Bills' defense. They're gone. They lost so many people. Blah, blah, blah. They look amazing. Their defense, like even before Tua got hurt, he still played 3.5 quarters, and he scored 10 points against the Bills. That wild offense scored 10 points.
Yeah.
The Bills are good. The Bills are good. Their defense looks really a hell of a lot better than anyone gave them credit for. Everybody wrote them off. Everybody, you know? And then it's like, no, they're good. They're a good team.
Yeah, I will admit I was one of those guys. They lost, like, you know, saying like they lost Milano. He was hurt. And then lost Jordan Pryor. And you know what? I was definitely wrong about this defense. The Bills, you know, I had this question to Nick privately in our group. And I'll ask you this too, Senator, like, who's good? Like, who's good in the NFL? And one of the teams I can come up with is Buffalo.
Who Buffalo has played Jiu-Jitsu, Miami, and who else?
Arizona.
And they were down and they came back.
Yep.
Arizona. Before Kyler realized that Marvin Harrison can catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't want to overstock them at this point right now because you didn't actually test their will we say fourth best player, Marvin Harrison Jr. at this point right now? Because you have Kyler, you have McBride.
James Conner.
Yeah, he's probably their second best player.
I'll put him third because I think McBride's proved a little bit more.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
And you did not target your third best player. And your quote after playing the Bills was, it's not my job to make those reads.
This is true.
I'm not gonna put too much stock in the Bills win over that one there. Miami, they played really good against Miami. I'm not going to. So Miami, I'll give them more credit for. And it also really sucks that DeMar was the one that took Tua out the game.
Yeah, it sucks.
But I'll give them more credit for the Miami game than I will for the Arizona game. Like if they were facing the Arizona that played last week, I would hold it a lot higher.
Yeah.
They got right. Tyreek Hill had like four targets and like two receptions.
Yeah, that was rough.
Against that terrible secondary.
Let's go to the final game. We got Commanders and Cincy. Where are you going on this one, Senator?
I'm going Commanders to cover the spread. I don't think Bengals have showed me a damn thing this season.
Who are you picking to win?
I might even pick Commanders to win this game, to tell you the truth.
I love it.
I don't. I told y'all at the start of the season, Eminem is a rapper. Okay, he's not a quarterback. He should not be on there. Like Burrow needs to change his hair color back to what it used to be. I don't know what this man's going through a midlife crisis before he even hit midlife. So he needs to fix that up right now. I'm choosing Commander definitely to cover the spread, though.
I love it. Nick, where are you going?
I'm going Bengals, and I'm going Bengals to destroy the Commanders. After that Kansas City game, Burrow was pissed. He was pissed at Jamar. He was pissed at the refs. He threw his helmet. He was mad. He was mad that they didn't win that game. He was mad, That was, and to see that from him, I think is a big deal because now he wants to win football. And, the way he was pushing around, Jamar to get his head in the game and the whole thing and stop pissing around with the refs and talking shit, it's like, that's what you need. That's what you need from him. And that actually showed me a lot when he threw his helmet at that bullshit call. I felt that for him, and it's like, they're another team that they're going to be extremely hard to beat starting this week.
Absolutely. All right. Final thoughts before we get out of here, Senator.
I don't really have any to tell you the truth at this point right now. Just everyone enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your Monday. Hopefully some of the games are way more entertaining than what happened this past week. Cause some of those games were real trash. Not going to lie to you, but yes, they were. just enjoy your time.
Nick.
I think, it's going to be interesting to see who does go 0-3 and who does go 3-0, if anybody. I think it's a weird start to the year, and it's all going to start regressing back to the mean at some point. I just don't know if week 3 is going to be it.
I would say it's going to be a fun week. On Saturday, two things on Saturday, Arch Manning is getting the start. So that's exciting in its own right, because Arch has been absolutely electrifying. And then in Canada West action, make sure that you, if you live in the Calgary area, come down and see the Dinos take on the Manitoba Bisons. And that should be a good game. If not, check it out on Canada West TV. I'll be working that broadcast.
Dope.
All right. Until next time, everyone, thanks so much for watching us here. I can't believe we are already at week 3. That is wild. Cheers and enjoy the day, people. Or don't play the clip. Okay. We'll just end the stream then. Let's try one more time.
To Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.